USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says that about 1,000 American citizens may still need to be evacuated from Afghanistan as the deadline for the withdrawal of U.S. forces from that country gets closer. Acting Ambassador to Afghanistan Ross Wilson says that the U.S.'s commitment to that country does not end on August 31st. He also tells CBS News that he believes there will still be attempts to get American citizens out of Afghanistan after the deadline.
We believe that there will be possibilities for Americans to be able to get out of this country. That's been part of the nascent conversations, many of which have taken place in Doha, with the Taliban about potential ways forward. We'll have to see how that works out, but America's commitment to American citizens in particular, to our staff, to those who served our country, that isn't going to end.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, a veterinarian physician and founder of Youngevity, great, great nutritional company, based on 90 for Life. 90 essential nutrients, all vertebrates, whether you're a wombat, an elephant, a giraffe, an ostrich, a human being, a monkey, a cow, a dog, or a cat, doesn't matter. All vertebrates require 90 essential nutrients, 16 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. They help prevent birth defects. There are no genetic birth defects. That's my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute of Natural Treasure. There are no genetically transmitted diseases. They're all nutritional deficiency diseases. That's where my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute of National Treasure. I want you to get on the 90 for Life program, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids, and don't forget the Rebound or sports drink. And don't forget, you need your immune system because of all this pandemic virus stuff going around. And so contact us at usaradiohealth.com. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com.